שלום חברים, אנחנו נקרא את המאמר עניין
Hello friends, we're going to read the article concerning above reason by Rabash. It's the second part of the article which we read yesterday.
כן, אנחנו ממשיכים לעבוד באמונה למעלה מהדעת.
Yeah, we continue to work in faith above reason. That's really our line. This is the meaning of raising ourselves from the degree of the created being to the degree of the Creator.
אנחנו נקרא את הקטעים האלו ו
we'll read these excerpts.
זה מה שעומד לפנינו.
And let's imagine that this is what's before us. This is what we have to do.
המעבר הזה או המעבר ההיא
that this is the most emotional transition, the most difficult, the most special a person has to do in his life, where instead of feeling all of reality in his will to receive where he was born, he's going to the reality which is entirely the upper force, the force of bestowal, and through it, in it, he begins to feel what it means to be in the reality that truly exists and not in his egoistic bubble where he lives like an embryo in a bubble inside his mother. And when he's born, he comes out of this bubble and he's born into the new world. We are the same. We're going from our will to receive to the will to bestow, from feeling reality in our senses to the reality in the Creator's senses and the sense of bestow instead of reception. That's the meaning of going from reason to faith, which is above reason. And then we begin to exist in it. Go ahead.
שוב אנחנו נקרא את קטע מספר 2 ממאמר עניין למעלה מהדעת של הרבש. נמצא גם בספר כתבי רבש כרך א', עמוד 285 בטור ב', דבר המתחיל, ואי לזאת עם האדם מאמין. נקרא את הקטע הזה רב?
כן, כן, בבקשה.
אוקיי. אז רק נזכיר שניתן לשאול
שאלות
לאתר קבלה לעם, קפסיו.il, ונשאל שאלות נבחרות במהלך השיעור.
You can send questions to kab.tv, שבטבר, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, concerning above reason. If a person believes that without a society it is impossible to advance and achieve love of the Creator, since this is the springboard for exiting self-love and entering love of the Creator, he has no other choice but to go above reason. He should tell his body, the fact that you see that they are not really at the degree of craving to attain the love of the Creator as you desire it, meaning since you are my body, I see in you that you are holier than the rest of the bodies of the friends, since you wish to be a servant of the Creator.
I see that you are advising me to leave the friends because their bodies already display their inferiority and they haven't the strength to conceal their improper traits. Since people normally hide the evil in them from one another so that others will respect them because they have prominent qualities. But here, their evil is so great that they are unable to overcome the evil and hide it so that others will not see them. Thus, from my perspective, they are certainly ignoble. However, without a society, I will not gain anything, despite all my good qualities. Thus, above reason, I will keep what our sages said, be very, very humble. In other words, I must go above reason and believe that they are standing at a higher degree than mine. And then, to the extent of my faith, I will be able to receive encouragement and strength from the society and receive from them what the society can give. It follows that the only reason he is accepting the love of friends above reason is because of necessity, for lack of other options. But within reason, he sees that he is right. However, it is precisely here, meaning concerning the friends, that within reason is more important than the degree of above reason. This is because, in truth, when a person wants to bring himself closer to dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator, through the work that he wishes to do only in order to bestow, the evil begins to appear in him. And the matter of recognition of evil is not an intellectual matter. Rather, it is a sensation in the heart. This means that he should feel about himself that he is worse and lower than the whole world. And if he hasn't come to feel it, but thinks that there is someone who is still worse than he, then he probably has not obtained recognition of evil. In other words, the evil is still hidden in his heart and still hasn't been disclosed in him. This is so because it is possible to see evil only when he has some good. For example, it is impossible to detect any dirt in the house if it is dark. But when you turn on a lamp, you can see that there is dirt there. Also, if one does not do good deeds, does not engage in Torah and prayer, and wish to draw near the Creator, he has no light to illuminate his heart and to allow him to see the evil in his heart. It turns out that the reason why he is still not seeing that there is more evil in his heart than in all the friends is that he needs more good. For this reason, he thinks that he is more virtuous than his friends. It therefore turns out that he's seeing that his friends are worse than he comes from his lack of the light that will shine for him. So he will see the evil in himself. Thus, the whole matter of evil that is in man is not in finding the evil, since everyone has this evil called will to receive in order to receive, which is self-love. Instead, the difference is entirely in the disclosure of the evil. In other words, not every person sees and feels that self-love is bad and harmful. Since a person doesn't see that engagement in satisfying his will to receive, called self-love, will harm him. Yet, when he begins to do the holy work on the path of truth, meaning when he wishes to achieve dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, so all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator, by that he receives a little more light that shines for him each time. And then he begins to feel that self-love is a bad thing. It is a gradual process. Each time he sees that this is what obstructs him from achieving dvikut with the Creator, he sees more clearly each time how it, the will to receive, is his real enemy. Just as King Solomon referred to the evil inclination as an enemy, it is written about it, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread, for you will heap burning coals on his head. We therefore see that in truth, a person should feel that he is worse than others, because this is indeed the truth. And we should also understand what our sages said. Counter's envy increases wisdom. This is precisely within reason. But above reason, his friend's merit is not evident enough to say that he is envious of his friend, so it would cause him to work and toil because his friend compels him due to envy. Bala Sulam interpreted a phrase by Rabbi Yochanan. The Creator saw that the righteous were few. He stood and planted them in each and every generation. As it is said, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Rashi interprets, spread them through the generations, to be a basis, sustenance, and a foundation for the existence of the world. Few means that they were growing fewer. Hence, what did he do? He stood and planted them in each and every generation. Thus, by planting them in each generation, they would multiply. We should understand how they would multiply if you planted them in each and every generation. We should understand the difference between all the righteous being in a single generation or being scattered through all the generations, as is understood from the words of Rashi's commentary, that by spreading them throughout the generations, the righteous would increase. He, Bala Sulam, said, by having righteous in each generation, there will be room for people who do not have the innate qualities to achieve dvikut with the Creator. However, by bonding with the righteous, that will be in each generation, through adhering to them, they will learn from their actions and will be able to acquire new qualities through the righteous that will be in each generation. This is why he spread the righteous in each generation, so that in this way the righteous would increase. And as was said, the same can be obtained by adhesion of friends, new qualities by which they will be qualified to achieve dvikut with the Creator. And all this can be said while he sees the merits of the friends. At that time, it can be said that he should learn from their actions. But when he sees that he is better qualified than they are, there is nothing he can receive from the friends. This is why they said that when the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowliness of the friends, he should go above reason. But certainly, it would be better and more successful if he could see within reason that the friends are at a higher degree than his own. With that, we can understand the prayer that Rabbi Elimelech had written for us. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults.
Questions, please. It's a long excerpt, not so simple, although highly emotional. What is he trying to say at the end of the day? We're all born in the world to receive for itself. Like little animals, and even those who have a point in the heart, which pulls them towards adhesion with the Creator to reveal the force of bestowal, to be organized, to be in adhesion. Even those who have a point in the heart, it's still very difficult for them to locate the source of their attraction. Typically, a person who has a will to receive, and next to it, a point in the heart, the beginning of the will to bestow, the point of Bina in him, he feels himself uncomfortable, he's searching. He doesn't see himself so connected to this world. He has a feeling, a foggy feeling about what's happening in the world. He sees the others immersed in this world, and according to the nature of each and every one, according to the will to receive in each and every one, each one expresses himself in something. One is going into music, one into sciences, one to be a worker, one to physics, chemistry, whatever it is. Each one sees where he can succeed more with his will to receive, meaning to connect to various businesses in this world. That promised him to be connected to life. Whereas a person with a strong point in the heart doesn't feel himself connected to life so much. He's seemingly hovering above life. He can't quite find something to engage in, something to connect to. He does something, but nevertheless, he always has this internal frustration that what he's doing is not really real. That is until he comes to a time, a moment in life where suddenly they open it up for him. There's a place where they talk about the truth. Why do you live? What for? To what end? The secret of life, the meaning of life. Of course, he rushes and cleaves to it. If it's a true place, then he hears that speaking of something special, but even then he does not understand, and it takes time until he finally begins to understand. If his point in the heart is strong, and demands further development, then he cannot let go. And he continues as much as he thinks, even if it appears artificial, one way or another. Because after some time, he feels where truth can be, since truth is concealed and it is found in the other side of his nature, not in his will to receive, but in a desire called the desire to bestow. He doesn't know what it is, but they explain how to come closer to the will to bestow. They say that if you cleave to a group, to a few people, who want the same as you, if you go along with them, you relate yourself to them, and become part of them, you begin to feel gradually that an understanding is depicted in you of what does it mean to be in a state opposite the intellect in faith, where faith is above the intellect, above reason. And that's how he continues. Of course, it's not ascribed to his strength, but to the upper force, the Creator, who's pulling him and advancing him and twisting him. Sometimes drops him, sometimes raises him in his feeling, sometimes in his understanding, until a person begins to attain more and more the matter of faith above reason, where you have to be adhered to the upper force of bestowal, and whatever he does, a person agrees with, and specifically above reception. According to the force of the will to receive in him. And that's what it's talking about here. Let's continue according to your questions. Asia.
Atem shomim Asia.
Yeah, we show him, but...
Can you hear Asia? Okay.
I had a problem. So, good morning, everyone. The question is, Rav, he speaks in this article about righteous people placed in each generation to give the generation the opportunity to learn. Is he referring to the Kabbalistic teachers who came in each generation to pass the knowledge of Kabbalah from generation to generation? And what is the purpose of last generation? Is there going to be a generation of righteous people?
The purpose is to receive those cast-outs. I mean, those who were not there, never heard of, never been in contact with the force of bestowal of the Creator. That obviously took them through life. On the one hand, on the other hand, he would not let them understand that he's governing their entire life. Rather, now he wishes to appear in them as the governing force, the bestowing force, the force that organizes their life, and that with all their hearts and soul they need to connect to him so that he is running everything. And this is the meaning of accepting all the cast-outs, the distant ones. And that's what we're doing, Bnei Baruch, with respect to the whole world, and also what the Creator is doing with us. We are attracting the distant ones, common people, to be closer to the upper force, to enter a state that where they recognize him, connect with him, and continue in their spiritual ascent. This is our work. That belongs, or that's relevant to everyone. you're all disconnected from the upper force, and gradually, by connecting to a group and learning the method, you're coming closer, and it all depends on you. The more you adhere to what we study, the words of Baal Salam and Rabash, and the more you want to keep it, implement it in every moment of your life. That's what's happening. Hence, this is our work. Let's hope that we would quickly go through this time, this time of transitioning, and enter a feeling we are together with the Creator, with the force of bestowal, of faith, above the corporeal force of this world, and that's how we will advance. Kazakhstan.
There's a paradox. The more I'm included in the friends, the lower I feel about myself compared to them. Is this what it means when Rabash says that we're missing the good in the heart in order to see the bad in us?
Yeah, the more I invest in the friends, the more I need to see myself lowlier. That's how we advance. The more I advance towards the purpose of creation, purpose of love, of connection, of bestowal, of faith, the more I discover myself as being in the opposite state. The will to receive and the worst vessels I can see in myself and all my desires and my thoughts, anything good. Rather, on the contrary, there's nothing I can hold on to and say, I'm something. Nothing. I don't know. Although I studied for 40 years, I don't understand. I never done anything good to anyone. I caused only harm to everyone. I am evil, in short. And each one feels that to the extent he advances. Kiev.
Ken.
Да, слышно меня?
Да.
Да, любимый Раф, вот вы сказали, что мы продвигаемся к состоянию, когда...
Beloved Raf, you said we're moving into a state where we will be in dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. So, what should be the level of faith above reason for this? Because each time you discover a new limitation, that until that moment you can still go within the desire, and afterwards you can't.
Tomorrow we'll go even further in faith above reason, the day after tomorrow even further still, and that's how we advance until they let you enter faith above reason, not a little bit in your intellect, a little bit with you in your feeling, but truly to begin to acquire this quality. In such a way that you would live in it, and there'll be a sense and the sense back again, but they will be very practical, very tangible. It will come. Only patience. There's nothing much for us to do except to be adhered to the lesson daily. You have to receive this portion to be in a 10, connected daily, and in this way to advance. New York Free.
New York Free.
Shalom Rav, the question is, Why does he say it would be better and more successful if he could see within reason that the friends are at a higher degree than his own?
Because that is closer to reality.
That
in truth, in all of my vessels, I can feel the vessels of the friends. And hence, I see them in a nice, a good way. It's a sign that I've corrected myself, and I can be connected with them. And the connection with them is the means to reach connection with the Creator.
Baltia, Shalosh. Baltia, free.
Доброе утро. Вот я как раз этот вопрос хотел задать, но я спрошу еще тогда.
Good morning. That's exactly what I wanted to ask. And if possible, ask a continuation question. Why, when I see the friends within reason, is it good? Because then I have no work. So why do we say that it's good to see them within reason?
It's because it's a sign. Now, if you see your friends as good within reason, it's a sign that now you can go above reason at a higher degree.
Jerusalem.
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 Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone. On one hand, it says, and I also said, that the more we work with the friends, the more evil is revealed. On the other hand, the solution is dvikut with the friends and with the Creator. And that's a bit confusing, the two things together, if you can explain that.
No, I don't want to open it up to you. You should remain confused. And from this confusion, you'll acquire understanding. Good understanding comes after a good confusion. That's how it is.
Thank you.
Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. When a person does things toward the friends, toward the ten, and then he discovers bad and discovers that everything is his fault, he is the bad one. And it really pushes you away from the friends, from taking another step. So my question is, what keeps us in a society, in the ten, on one hand, to continue making the effort, and on the other hand, to give us strength so he doesn't eject us, despite everything that we discover? What's this balance? How can we help each other in this?
Society has to help and reinforce each and every friend. So he would be connected to this society with everything it's got, on the one hand. On the other hand,
a
person has to feel sometimes that being thrown out, he's unwanted. And advance in this way. As it's written, anything but leave. You must carry out everything you hear in life from the Creator, from the friends, from the teacher. Being thrown out, or you're given such thoughts or such desires, or you're just being told that. So anything but leave. You cannot leave the path. You're not allowed to leave. You must. And there are many situations in life where we have to deal with disappointments, pain, big blow to our ego, and that's our chance to rise above it. And if a person can hold on to it, then he advances. And if he doesn't, then he falls until the next incarnation, next life. What can you do? The next incarnation can be in this life, or it can be totally after he's dead. It's hard for me to explain these things for now, but that's how we need to accept him. So a person needs to go through many states that seemingly harm him, and that he's feeling undesirable and unworthy. And here he needs to lower himself and say, I'm the lowest of them all, I'm a rag. I've got nothing, but that's how the Creator made me, and I'm trying to advance from what I am. And ultimately, what do I need? I need only to reach a state where I correct the person. I have a point in the heart, I'm connected to the Creator to some extent. I need to realize my connection. For now, I'm only a point, but I have to make myself into a partsuf. Romania.
Romania.
Good morning, Rav. I want to continue the question that Ray asked. The society helps such a person, but the person still does the same mistakes, what we should do then? We try to raise his spirit, to give him an example, give an example of other friends, and so on. But he still does the same mistakes. What we should do with such a person?
Nevertheless, as much as possible, try to accompany him along the way, both from the side of the bad and the side of the good. You have to show him how you advance, how you are connected to one another in a good way, and he's not with you so much. And show him that we want him to connect to us. Until you see, it's possible that you enter a state where it's impossible to tolerate him. Because spiritually and even corporeally, he dismisses all of society, and then you have to distance yourself from him, meaning tell him that he's not wanted. So such things happen in history. We see it. We need to understand that this is how the Creator arranges everything. Sometimes the fate of this special person who cannot incorporate in society, his fate is so special that he's being taken out of the society. Remove him. It doesn't mean that he's unwanted in the eyes of the Creator. There's no such thing. Rather, he should follow a different path. Some of the group will advance like other groups, perhaps. And he's going to follow his own personal path. It is possible that he has a more special role. Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Да, Рав, вы так точно описали вот все мытарства и неопределенности, которые проходят
You described very accurately the uncertainty that everyone feels, everyone with a point in the heart, until he finds the group. If he's already found the group, from what you're saying, it seems like everything should be all right. But if these scrutinies continue and the changes of values in job and life and career, is it a sign of incorrect advancement? What do you do if it continues?
It's very natural that when a person comes to a group, he only starts his spiritual path. It's only the beginning of the beginning, and he will undergo many more changes. But it all depends on the extent that he places, he makes his spiritual advancement more important than anything else in life. Not that he needs to look down at the corporeal life, but the important thing is that the spiritual advancement, strengthening himself in the group, more lessons, dissemination, to be adhered to all of that, and all the rest, as it's written, make it permanent, the spiritual advancement, and the rest of the of life, make transient. Novosibirsk.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот мудрецы говорят, что я должен принять
внимание, что я самый низменный. The sages say that I have to understand that I am the lowest in the world. Can I use it intellectually to test myself on the path? Or should I just yearn for love of friends and I don't need to?
I have to yearn for love of friends and connection with them, and from within the connection with them, where I see myself, from this I have to advance.
Yes, Lano. PT 25.
Good morning, Rav. The question is, what does it mean to be right on our work in the ten? Right or wrong? And how do you deal with this situation in the earlier stages of development? How can you be right? And what it means, what does it mean to be right, to be correct?
To be right in the ten is, as Baal Sulam writes, especially Rabash in his articles, that I lower my head until I'm zero compared to everyone. That's in order to connect with them. So, and in order to bestow to them, I need to feel myself as one compared to them, because I have a special force that nobody else possesses. And in this way, and more ways that he's writing about, we need to connect and be in the environment in a way that I care only about the well-being of the society, of the ten, and until complete devotion of my soul. And I consider this environment as the Creator that I'm coming closer to. There's nothing else here, nothing more special.
No. Because each one sees the situation from his own perspective. So there are many situations where we almost, I don't know, it's not just hatred.
Does everyone annul himself towards the ten or not? Everyone annul themselves. If not, then of course there'll be hatred. And the hate will be revealed so that you will be able to annul yourself more. What do you want? You want to reach to a good connection, nice connection, everything is nice and well. It's not going to be, because you're advancing each time. Rather, each time you have an opportunity to annul yourself more and more.
This is why I'm asking. You need to come to a common feeling, to an understanding, what is right, where Are we correct?
You are right when each one annuls himself towards the others. That's it.
Thank you. Clear.
PT 34.
It says here that a person has to feel that he's worse than others, and we should also understand the meaning of the counter's envy is within reason. Why is the work of feeling the envy within reason and not above reason?
Because this is his reason and he should be able to go above it. And that's why he needs to behave in this way. PT 31.
Rav, you keep
giving us the advice of anything but leave. So it seems like we have to develop this skill to take blows without leaving, and in the end understand that it promotes us. So I wanted to get an advice from you. How can we see being in the ring and suffering blows and that it promotes us? How does it work, this mechanism?
It works in such a way that I take into consideration only one thing, the control of the Creator over all of reality and how close I am to it. But when I decide that the Creator is the one who decides, He's the one who rules over all of reality, I feel Him through all the friends, through all the worlds, through everyone, and it's all the authority of the Creator, and I need to annul myself towards all those things. That's a point that I have to start with, have to start from daily.
Sorry, can you hear me? So the question is, on one hand, the Creator chose the friends in the tent, right? On the other hand, there are friends who are new, and you rightly have to see their friends as great and envy them and anything but leave. So how can you see the friends as great if they are indifferent?
I didn't understand your question. I see them both as weak, as improper. And on the other hand, I need to see them as great. That's the point of my attitude towards them, that they have eyes, but they cannot see. I look at them micro-paralyzed. They look to me like before, even worse than other people on the street. If I could exchange, replace my entire group with people from the street, I would gather such strong people, not like those who are in my group. But I have to understand that the people in my group, the Creator Himself has assembled them. He guided them and directed them, and He is the one who arranged it for me, and I have to connect to them above my reason. I have to see them as great. And only later I should try to see them from love and connection or within reason, or in the opposite way, that they are the smartest, they are the best, most corrected out of everyone. Meaning, I have to be more an example to push them, support them, even if they are indifferent.
Yes. Again, your question is, you have to ask it well. Hebrew 10.
I had a conversation with a friend who was not in my tent, someone who distanced himself a little bit. When I came to talk to him, he said he's on bad terms with the Creator. He's afraid to talk to him because each time he's coming closer to him, the Creator steps on him, spits on him, kicks him. He's afraid of blows. What does my 10 lack? How can you help a friend who feels this way?
Give him confidence that you are protecting him from the Creator, that you are praying to the Creator in relation to him. But it'll pass. Such things pass.
Latin 7.
Now we have Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Hola, Rav. Pregunta.
Hola, Rav. Question.
Detectar la molestia en la escena. ¿Es señal de que no estoy trabajando lo suficiente? ¿Y cómo corrijo
eso? If I can't identify these things in the tent, does it mean that I don't work enough? And how do I correct it?
I couldn't hear well. Give a good translation.
If I don't I see any problems in the work in the tent, does it mean that something is wrong in me? And if so, how can I correct it?
You can correct. All of our corrections are only in what we can do with the friends in the group. Physical actions, but mainly it's in our prayer to the Creator to correct us from above. If I understood the question. Ita 4.
Sì, continuando la domanda dell'amico.
To continue the question of the friend.
Vedere ancora difetti negli amici. Ogni volta,
by seeing blemishes, flaws in the front,
di frustrazione perché,
nonostante lo sforzo ancora, each time it's like registering it anew and feel great frustration because, in spite of all the effort, I still see flaws.
Come fare con questa?
I see wrong things. How to work with this feeling, how to advance?
You have to feel yourself the worst of everyone. This is why you're going to serve them and do everything they ask, only so you can be among them, on one hand. On the other hand, you have to feel that you are great, greater and stronger than everyone. That you have a special force, that you have to put it in the society. Because the force that you have, no one has. Because each one is unique. Which is why you go and do everything you can in the society to support and help them. Because they don't have your strength. So from both below and above, from both directions, you have to be included in the society. And then you will see how you will succeed. Okay?
BBUK.
BBUK.
Angela, beseder.
No question. Fine.
P.T. Young.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. How can a strong blow to my ego brings me closer to the friends, not the other way around.
This blow to the ego is done by the Creator, and He knows exactly what blows to land on you, so you will be very hurt, and you'll almost go mad with this blow, on one hand. On the other hand, you won't run away. It's measured carefully from above. Don't worry. Everything that you get is measured and comes from the Creator. And what happens to you will happen with His direction. In the end, what seems to you as if it's done by people, it's not done by people. It's done by the Creator, who works through them with you.
Almata. Almata.
Boker Tov, Rav. Разрешите...
Good morning, Rav. Вы Киеву ответили о том, что впереди будут еще больше падений.
You've answered Kiev that in the future there will be great, even greater falls, but there will be more practical. Can you elaborate on it a little bit? What are practical falls with respect to the 10?
Going from vague states to more concrete states. And you will begin to feel in each situation more and more understanding, feeling, alongside greater confusion. But the confusion will be such that you will understand that that confusion too is clearer. Yeah, there is none as wise as the experienced. This is how we'll advance. Kiev 2.
Вот изменение направления в начале пути на маленький градус дает большие изменения с течением.
The change of direction, the beginning of the path, even by one degree, can bring on a great deviation later on. Now, new friends are connecting to us from campus. There's this rule work in spirituality can give us an advice for the most effective actions in the beginning of the path, and an advice for what can we do for the friends on campus in order to accelerate their path.
You need to see your group, your 10, as 1 10. How to quickly build from it 1 10, one bundle, one society, one group, so that everyone has the same direction. Everyone agrees on the goal, the same goal. So you will see yourselves advancing together each time. And in this, you will feel how you are connecting to one another. That's the way it is. So do practical things each day. Read, excerpt several times a day, excerpts you understand about the society, not about above reason. Excerpts to talk about the society, the social articles of Rabash. And that's how you'll advance.
Moscow 1. Такой вопрос, простите, много разных помехи существует материально.
We have different kinds of disturbances in corporeality, in spirituality, in the ten. Can you say that if a person advances correctly, his disturbances move to be disturbances in the ten, in the relationship with the friends, and not corporeal ones?
No, I'm not saying that he shouldn't have problems in his corporeal life. It's just that he doesn't pay them much attention and doesn't give them much time or importance as he does to spiritual problems. But no one cancels corporeal problems. We have to understand that the more we advance, each according to the word of the soul, we have to feel either corporeal or spiritual problems. Some have no corporeal problems, not in money, not in health, not in family. So they have such spiritual problems that you'd rather have corporeal problems. And sometimes it's the other way around. Each one must receive what he gets and understand that there's no division between spiritual and corporeal. It's just that everything presses on a person so as to lead him to the goal. Moscow 4.
Well, if I don't feel myself with each passing day is worse than everyone else, does it mean that I'm stuck, I'm not advancing?
It means you're not exerting enough in the society, that you don't really care if you're connected to them or not.
PT19. I want to say that I got the lesson, the 130 lesson from the other day, the preface. The level was amazing. I thought to myself, oh, how beautiful it is. My question is, every day we get new friends. Does it not harm our development when this new ones, I mean, we have people who are studying 10, 15, 20 years. Sometimes I feel like we're going backwards because we're doing everything from the beginning. A new one told us that you're not waiting for anyone, you're moving ahead, and as far as you're concerned. But so how can we make, you know, combine these two to understand that the level is, you know, it's like what we started to study Kabbalah after 20 years.
The truth is, I don't really feel a need for the Pticha, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, because these things you can learn on additional lessons at 1:30 p.m. Israel time, or at 6 o'clock, at the 6 p.m. Israel time evening lesson that the friends are doing. Actually, the friends do it better than I, because I'm pretty exhausted with it. I've had enough of it. It's too clear for me. I'm not included in it anymore. These things are small. You understand it's a problem. If you take a professor, for example, to give an arithmetic class to first graders or second graders at school, he'll fail, because he won't know how to give it to them in a way that's interesting for them, to create a good sequence, a good procession, order of things in class. And that's how I feel in the lessons. You see, what good series of lessons I gave in the past, with all the drawings, the diagrams, and all that. And today I can't. So I have a problem. When I came to Rabash, I quickly learned the Pticha with someone else, with Hillel Gelbstein. There was this teacher there. But Rabash didn't teach Pticha. Afterwards, he taught it once, and even that wasn't so great. He taught Talmud Esar Sfirot, the study of the 10 Sfirot. That's it. So our work is new in what we speak about now, in building the society and in faith above reason. In this, we are learning and are doing things that are practical each day on ourselves. And that's the main thing. And if we add half an hour of Pticha, it is in order to just do what we, the minimum we have to do. Because everyone is in a different place in with regard to the Pticha. To some it's interesting, to some it's not, some don't even know what it's about. So I'm really happy I'm relying mainly on the lessons that my students give at 1:30 and at 6 p.m. Those who didn't learn have to learn it then. They should take from there lessons each day and study them when he can. But in the morning, we have to first of all get into building ourselves, into achieving life's purpose.
It's the fact that new students are joining daily. I hear people are joining daily, hundreds. Does that hold us back from advancing spiritually?
Spiritually, it doesn't hold us back at all. On the contrary, the more new people come to us, the more it advances us. And if you're thinking about yourself in this way, then you have no place between us, because this is how you advance to the purpose of creation. But you will only be thinking of the purpose of yourself more and more, so it's a waste to even have you here. You're just taking up space. I'm just telling you it to you bluntly and directly. Those who are here to promote all of reality, the world, to the Creator, and not Himself.
How? What do I have to do? Annul myself before the groups? What do I have to do?
First of all, annul yourself. All right. Tel Aviv 1.
Shalom Rav. Nagid achshav b'matzav sheni roeh.
Hello Rav. Say now, when I see the merit of the friend within reason, what does it mean in this state to go above reason?
You have to see that you're seeing him the way you see him within reason is according to your will to receive. You have to believe that he is far higher and greater than that, above reason. You have to appreciate him a lot more than now. That's it. Ashkelon.
Relative to what we read, is his lowliness from seeing his deficiencies and the friends and not seeing that it's the upper one taking care of them, or from not being able to bestow?
The more a person advances and thinks correctly, the more he understands and feels himself as an absolute zero, truly worse than everyone, because no one received the kind of treatment from the Creator that he received. That's how he feels. And at the same time, you find that he is base, ignoble, bad, dirty, more than him. This is what a person feels. And it's true. It is true. On one hand, what he has is all because the Creator tended to him. And at the same time, out of the treatment of the Creator, despite all the treatment of the Creator, he still feels this so lowly and trashy and so bad. Yep. So this concludes the article, and now we're moving on to stage number 2. And stage number 2 for us is faith above reason, excerpt number 8.
Yeah, we go to the next part of the lesson, and before that, a song.
No es bueno para el hombre seguir solo. Si somos dos, seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Con fuerza la paloma busca el nido, a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido, así yo con mi hermano me de hallar. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría.